Hello, Questers. Hope everybody had a good week. Pre-show Tuesday, The Curse of Oak Island, episode number 21 tonight. Four more to go, guys. Four more episodes for season 11 to be completed. How's everybody doing here tonight? Wait for people to come in. Here we go. Hello, Gary. Hope you're feeling better. Gloria in the house. Jeff M. in the house. Hello, Scott. Woody Bog in the house. Scottish Digger. John Fisher in the house. Lards in the house. There's Luann. Here comes Ashley. There's Tim. There's Judy. Judy will be with me tomorrow night, 6:45 p.m. with the synopsis, the queen of synopsis. From tonight's show, there's Daniel, the professor. There's Tim. There's Lon. There's Gary. There's Michael. There's Lori. On the other side, Sydney says, I can see and hear you on the Facebook side. Hello, Sydney. Okay. Tomorrow night's podcast is the last of the book giveaway of the Jerusalem Files by Corian Maul and Christopher Morfin. I want to thank them so much for donating those four books. Number four will be tomorrow night, giveaway. For all the Quest membership around the world, I thank them so much. I'll thank them again tomorrow. To all the Quest membership worldwide. Tammy Hurst is in the house. That was great for them to do it, you know, guys? I want to thank all my supporters. That keeps the channel going. We need them even more as the season comes to an end to hold on. I think we're going to have a season 12, but I haven't heard anything official. But just stay with me. We'll see what's going on. Hello, Hook. Kathy's in the house. She'll be drawing up some big hooks. So see what they're setting us up for. Hello, Connor. And I think the next last four episodes. And see what storyline they're going to give us to go into next season. So really pay attention of tonight and the last four episodes to see where they're steering us for next season. Hello, Brenda. We always go on a trip to Europe. I hear you, Gary. I hear you. Mucho dollars, mucho. We do also have a, hello, Linda, short video from Daniel and Charlotte. I'm still on that sketch that John Edwards showed on the war room table. They have a great idea. And great factual things on the new Ross Castle, which Raymond will tell you all about it. Hello, Judy Neal. So, What do we have so far? Tonight, episode 11, season 11, episode 21, 9 p.m. on the History Channel, USA only. One description says this: the team is ecstatic when a recent theory about Nolan's Cross comes to fruition, while they prepare for a European adventure on the horizon. Fruition. Another description says the team pulls together to make sense of an exciting new find in the swamp. Will this prove John Edwards' theory true? Or just muddy the waters? Then, there's a link between a castle in Belgium and a mysterious ancient artifact symbolized the beginning of the end of the hunt. Unbelievable. A new find in the swamp? Will this find John Edwards' theory true? Or muddy the waters? Or this link between a castle in Belgium and an artifact? I don't know. Next week's episode, episode 22. So I guess we're going to Europe, guys, to that castle, season 11, episode 22. Hello, Carol. Hello, Renee. We're going to a season 11, episode 22 called Abbey Road, April 9th at 9 p.m. USA time. But on the same night at 10 p.m., we have a digging down. Next week, on the 16th, I do not have the episode title, but on the 16th, the week after, which will be episode 23 at 10 p.m. USA time, we have a drilling down. Hello, Eric. How are you? So we're getting towards the end, guys. Woody, we've been creating more questions than answers for 11 years. And we know the garden shaft is flooded out. Do they pump it out? I have no idea. We do have screenshots from the promo they tickled us with last week on the next episode. But your guess is as good as mine what direction we're going to head into. And I guess every year we go on a trip now. We actually go on a trip to Europe to see if things match up with Oak Island. So at this time, we're going to show the video from Daniel and Charlotte from the Oak Island Compendium. And we'll see what goes on. And we'll go from there. And there's the Daniel. Going to give us some answers. More questions than answers? That's going to change real soon. Lordy, 40. Holy Mooyan! You mean answers? We're going to get answers? So like I said, let me play Daniel and Charlotte's New Ross Castle from the sketch, the mysterious sketch of Oak Island. And we'll go from there and then show some promo shots of next week and discuss that they're digging around and finding boulders and see what they can do to us. All right, let me know if it comes out okay. You can hear it and you can see it. It's about a 5-minute video from Daniel Spino and Charlotte Wheatley. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
The Mysterious Sketch of Oak Island, New Ross Castle by the Oak Island Compendium. Compendium Investigations is continuing our series of posts analyzing different aspects of the mysterious sketch that was presented on the Curse of Oak Island episode called Hi-Ho Silver. Our goal is to shed some light on whether this sketch is a possible clue to the Oak Island mystery or a fraud. The compendium is now examining what appears to look like some sort of structure that is located beneath AFLX 157 and appears to be north of Oak Island. In reviewing maps, it appears this may be indicating New Ross, Nova Scotia, and the purported castle that is theorized to have existed there. Compendium Investigations has looked at the history of New Ross Castle and will share our findings with our readers, which provides greater context to determine its legitimacy. It appears that the first mention of a castle possibly being located in New Ross was in the 1970s by Ron and Joan Harris, who discovered, while gardening and landscaping, the remains of a habitation that was located on their property. The Harrises lived on the property from 1972 to 1990. It appears that Mrs. Harris spearheaded the campaign that the ruins the couple discovered were the remains of the mythical Norumbega and that Vikings had initially been in the area, and later Prince Henry Sinclair built a colony there. It appears that Harris developed these ideas from reading Frederick Pohl's book, Prince Henry Sinclair, His Expedition to the New World in 1398, and other associated readings. The Harrises found artifacts they felt substantiated their claim in their unofficial garden excavations. These included portions of a flaked flint knife blade, part of an iron or steel dagger blade segment, a portion of an alleged 14th century sword, metal pin type clamps they attribute to Celts or Norse. Other various shaped stones and features, Harris pointed out as evidence of her theory. Mrs. Harris attempted to have the site professionally excavated, but she was told there was not enough evidence to warrant such an investigation. Harris began contacting authors to generate interest, and Michael Bradley responded. Bradley wrote a book called Holy Grail Across the Atlantic, in which he casts doubt on Harris's interpretation of the site and artifacts. Bradley spun Harris's theory to suggest that Prince Henry Sinclair sailed to Nova Scotia with the Knights Templar and brought the Holy Grail with them. New Ross Castle was built and provided a refuge for the Templars in the area. Bradley borrowed heavily from The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail by Bagent, Lee and Lincoln from 1982, which is curiously the same time that Bradley was involved with the Harrises. Historical research indicates that New Ross was first settled in 1816 by Captain William Ross, who, along with his family, led 172 disbanded soldiers that were tasked with starting a settlement and blazing a road from Chester to Kentville to promote settlement of the interior of Nova Scotia. In Voyages to North America before John Cabot, Separating Fact from Fiction, historian Brian Cuthbertson states that the New Ross site was once a blacksmith's shop and associated complex that provided the origin of the artifacts that the Harrises found on the property. Cuthbertson identified an 1817 letter that requested William Ross to find a suitable location for Daniel McKay, blacksmith. An 1860 survey map shows a property in approximately the same location as the castle site that was given to Daniel McKay. This evidence was backed up in 1985 when archaeologists from Parks Canada investigated the alleged castle site and determined it was indeed from the 19th century. The artifacts were blacksmith-related in origin, and no further investigation of the site was recommended. Despite these professional and scientific conclusions, the myth regarding a castle at New Ross persists to this day. Speculation regarding these original claims by Joan Harris, modified by Michael Bradley, continues to be proffered. A connection between the mythical New Ross Castle and Oak Island has been suggested. It appears that there is no correlation between the two sites other than the flowing of the Gold River between them. Based on all of this information, Compendium Investigations concludes that if New Ross Castle is being depicted on the Oak Island sketch, it is a modern creation and has no bearing on the Oak Island mystery in any way. Please watch for more of our posts regarding this sketch in the upcoming weeks. Please visit http://www.theoakislandcompendium.com for the original article and all of our other content related to the Oak Island mystery. Good day from the Compendium. Daniel and Charlotte.
Thank you so much, Daniel and Charlotte. And hello, Dave Burrows. There's the website for Daniel and Charlotte's exhaustive research to get the facts. Daniel says to the world, thank you, everybody. Very well done today, Daniel. Very well on this new Ross. I don't know how you get this stuff, but you make my mind smoke. A lot of hard work, Daniel and Charlotte. For the quest. Hello, Stacy. Be very, very interesting from that new Ross castle connection or unconnection as we're going to another castle next week called Abbey Road. Hello, Tammy Williams. Hello, Richard. Did they find it or not? Yep, cold and rainy here too, Stacy. All right, let's go through some promo. Like I said, this might be a quick quest 30, a very short pre-show. Not much to go on. Judy will be with me tomorrow night at 6:45. The Queen of Synopsises. And also Daniel and Charlotte's artifact findings, analysis, all on tonight's episode. But look real closely on these episodes. See which way they're steering us for the end of the year. As we do every year, we watch very, very closely. When did the team go to New Ross and check out the well on the property? Many, many seasons ago. All righty, let's get some screenshots up here. This is one that in the war room, John Edwards pointed and found a spot through measuring through the crosses, I mean the boulders on the cross, with Steve Guptill. And here we're showing the excavator digger, Tammy, digging out a hole with rocks around the edge and a bigger boulder in between. This will be shown on tonight's episode. The next slide, please. And Jack says, right at the spot where John Edwards theorized. And just showing the hole in the rock and the boulder a little closer, Tammy. Water on the bottom, rocks around the inside, outside. This is on tonight's episode, season 11, episode 21, Straight as an Arrow. Again, tomorrow night is the last book giveaway from Corian and Christopher. I thank them so much for donating 4 books to the Quest membership. Also, there will be a Quest hat tomorrow with the book. And again, we'll redraw if you won the hat, but the book will be mailed to you. So that'll be tomorrow night after our Wednesday podcast to give away one more last time a Jerusalem Files book and a Quest baseball cap. Then I was trying to get a close-up of this artifact. They seem like they're at a house. Did anybody have any idea what this quick half-second clip showed, like a needle or I don't know what the heck it is, but it looks like they're at a house, somebody's house. To see on this promo, there's Daniel with the facts. Season 4, Episode 2, Always Forward, talks about the alleged castle. Thank you so much, Professor. No problem, Renee. That's the best shot I can get when Doug said it was found on the island. Looks awful pointy, very skinny. I couldn't get a good screenshot of it. John Fisher said it looked like an arrowhead. I just couldn't see it that good. What do you guys think? We see that it's pointy there, but then his fingers are in the way. That ring was modern, Leonard's, in the swamp. I don't know if I had a better picture next. Let me see. Nope. They took it out of that little envelope. And that's all we got. Any ideas, guys? Very mysterious. Yep, Judy. Like I said, Judy will be with us tomorrow night at 6:45, our Wednesday podcast. Yeah, it's tomorrow, Renee. Eventually you get one. I don't know what year, but eventually you guys will win one. So we'll see tonight. Keep your ears and eyes open on this piece. Here's the artifact by somebody, Eric. It was found on the island by Doug. That's all I know. Now, our friend Corey and Maul is in the war room on the monitor in a castle here in the Netherlands. You're going to find the answers in Europe. And I guess that's the castle. No way. What did Jack say? Wow. So we'll find out tonight with that little bit of tidbit showing us. There's Corian. There he is. Good man. Always supportive of the channel. Him and Chris. As Daniel says, now that's a real castle. I hear you. I hear you guys. And there's my main man. Very involved in a lot of things. I don't know how he does it all. Good friend, Corian Maul. I want to sort of know what the team finds in the swamp. And this link between the castle in Belgium and a mysterious ancient artifact. Is that what they're talking about? At that guy Eric's house? Yep, Tim. But like I said, I wish we get some answers. I got nothing really to rave about tonight. I hope everybody had a good Easter who celebrated it Sunday, last Sunday. I hope you were family and friends if you celebrate it. And getting the spring fever myself. Scottish Digger, we really don't advertise another person's channel to subscribe to. It's against the rules. If you see my rules, that's a offense of being banned. Bad boy. Bad boy. Not good. Alrighty. So, towards the end of this podcast here, we're in 30 minutes. I told you the titles of some of the shows coming up. Can anybody surmise or see the future of what direction we're going to? Is the Garden Shaft done for the season? Are they going to say something that the Garden Shaft has been drained and we're going horizontal? Is there some connection to this castle? Are they tying more Templar items to the relics? Are they pushing the arc? What do you think? No problem, Digger. I'll give you one pass. I want to hear your guys' opinions, because we only got four more episodes left. You got to sort of know, like me, I'm saying, well, they're pushing the Ark of the Covenant. They're pushing the big items. They're not pushing the gold and silver signature in Aladdin's cave, are they? Cindy says the Garden Shaft is done. Linda says, no, go forward in the shaft. Hello, Sandollar Ray's in the house. Ashley wants them to go more in the shaft, horizontal. Don't worry about it, Digger. I just mentioned the rules the way I say them and do them. You know me by now. Don't worry about it. So, Kathy, you need a huge hook. Scott says, maybe multiple directions, not knowing which way to go. Yeah, I hear you. Do you think they're going to go towards the gold signature and silver signature? In the baby blob, if they'd have been stoning us with that all year long. Judy says, I wish they would stay on Oak Island and skip the trip to Europe. And there's Patricia. Hello, Patricia. I didn't say hello. How do you keep an ocean back? Not with that Swiss cheese island. But they have technology. I have no idea. And Gary says, the Ark or the menorah? Lot 5 is just the beginning, so onwards with Lot 5. Hello, Deborah. This Daniel's driving me crazy. How does he know all this stuff? Big reveal about gold and silver water analysis finding coming soon. I don't know how you do it, Daniel. Scott, we haven't closed nothing out yet. That's the problem. That's the problem. Too many loose ends. Everybody's theory is on the go. It just sometimes gets too much. Hello, Mist. Glad to see you. Subscribe if you like the channel. Hit the like button if you like the channel. Support if you can. We have one member real close. He joined the YouTube membership channel. He's got 23 months in on the Marshall level. He's got one more month to go to get a free quest hat. So maybe towards the end of the season, this member will get a free quest hat if he's still with me. He's been here for 23 months straight. If you're here 24 months straight on the paid side, it's my appreciation to you. You get a free quest baseball cap no matter where you live. Doesn't matter in the world. Here's Renee. I think they will continue to uncover more history from different eras. The wood from the garden shaft contains gold signatures. Yep, Scott. Luke Rich, new theory. Not another one. I haven't heard a thing about the Oak Island tours. I just know Tony Sampson has the boat tour. And now going into April 1st, I doubt that anything's going to be happening because people want to do their summer vacations. It's already April 1st and I haven't heard a peep. So the minute I hear something through official channels, we'll let the people know on the Oak Island tours around the island. We want to know about the tours in the island. Hello, Lewis. Hello, Andrea. Yup, Tim. That blue clay, we got to have that analyzed. We got to have the wood planks in the bottom of the garden shaft, date them. Dave the Spy. Thank you so much, David. If you get some, send them to me like before, and we'll spread out the word. There's got to be people in there that, you know, they would see cranes and dump trucks or some kind of action going on very shortly. Daniel, big reveal about certain activities on Oak Island that you've probably never thought happened coming soon. We'll see. David's going down there. Daniel's teasing us with a bunch of stuff, Judy. He always does that to us. But the difference between Daniel and the show is Daniel lets us know. The show lets us hang. You know what I mean, guys? Yeah, Lewis. Hello, David Gray. Renee, this Daniel's giving it to us. You know what I mean? These little tidbits. Well, at least Daniel and Charlotte give us a explanation of what's going on. Believe them or not, I'm just a middleman. True or false, whatever. But they get the facts. They get the facts straight. Some people don't like it. Some people like it. Well, that's how it goes. Sydney. A bunch of campers find the treasure. I like the. I don't know, Andre. One more tease. How many teases you giving us, Professor? You know, I can't take much more. Between you and the show, one more tease, he says. Were Vikings and Templars connected to Oak Island? Coming soon. He's really giving it to us, Judy. Linda's ready. Hey, you only got four more episodes. It's going to be a long summer. I'm just praying for Mouyan Osprey to give us some bird's eye view of, like, now if there's something going on. But if everything's underground, we're not going to see much. You know what I mean? Dan, you're right. We're all ready. We're all ready. Lordy, 40. Holy Mouyan. Mouyan disappointed me. That was my big downfall for 2024. Mouyan. Patui. Aladdin's Cave. Patui. Let's find something. Let's go. Hello, Ray. We need a Mouyan gopher. I don't know what they're doing. They're killing me. Yeah, that's what I think. I think Mr. Spino and Charlotte Wheely are going to figure this whole thing out. And then they're going to write a book. I text with David that the book is done. With his father, Daniel, but they're looking for a title. Yuprene Patui, I need Osprey Mouyan to give me the same real-time clues. Yeah, to tie it in. We got to tie it in. And Raymond, yeah. So David Blankenship says they're just looking for a title for his father's book. All the history in that book, that's going to be a get your book. What do you think, guys? Yep, Judy. So once he gets the title, then all that book stuff, I'll have another book. Also, I'm still waiting for Scott Walter's book. See what that's all about. He has been giving some away at his Masonic temples. That's why you'll see some posts of it. People getting a book. And the big printing's coming out soon. I guess they just give you in the beginning just a couple of hundred to give out or sign or whatever they do. So I'm very interested in reading his book on the Oak Island connection. Ray D's in the house. Hey, you, Dark Angel. They're already 20 years behind. In Aussie. Australia, my Australia friends. No, Judy, it's not late. I spoken to him yesterday or the day before. They only got a couple of hundred when he goes on all his talking tours at Masonic temples. Hello, Maureen. Good evening, Susan Cole. And the big mail out or the big process of a lot of books will be coming out shortly. So that's why you'll see some have them, some don't, Judy. So we'll see. You like to read different books and different things and different angles, believe them or not. You know? Raymond's going to write his own book. Daniel Zapita. All right. You and Raymond are tight. Hello, Franklin. How are you? So that's the latest on Scott Walter's book, trying to get him and Don Rule on the podcast. That will be one wild podcast. But before you know it, the cast members, they're not too podcast friendly. Some of them, I don't blame them. They look through TV cameras all the time. You know, they're always behind them. And now that another season should be starting, if they did anything, it would be over the winter. And really, they're keeping a low profile, which I don't blame them, because they don't even know what the show is showing until they see it. And most of them, guys, the cast members do not watch the show. Imagine that. They don't watch it at all. So if they say something wrong, there goes their non-disclosure agreement. Then they get in trouble. So they just don't say anything. Unless it's already posted. And just like Rick asked us for help. You think they're going to find that book with the inscriptions in the margins? If they can't find it, there's one person that has it. Maybe we'll let it go. I don't know. The books are online, but it's not the book they're looking for. They're looking for the one with the codes and the margins that John Edwards got a photocopy of that one page, but they're looking for that book still. So if they were looking through it and finding it and not finding it through the whole summer, well, that's going to be a hard one to get. You know what I mean? Does Rick and Marty live on the island? Rick leases a house. Marty bought a house. As far as I know, Rick leases a house. And David Blankenship said Marty bought a home there. They don't live on the island. You still can buy Dan Blankenship's house. I think it's about $2.5 million. Hello, Samuel. What's happening, Samuel? So I haven't seen Dan Blankenship's house go for sale. But that's between David and his sister. You'd think someone would buy it and make it a little historical house with the office downstairs. Just like the old Crossway, she bought Fred Nolan's museum that she lives in during the season. So we'll see. It'd be worth a lot of money if they found the treasure on the island. But right now, I don't know. We got to see what happens. The museum. But mostly the houses, the offices downstairs. So we'll see what they do. It's all pertaining if they find something of value, find something of a, oh my God, moment. So we'll just keep on digging on lot 5. Gary will be artifacting all his top pocket finds in the swamp. Round and around and around we go. Andre says, when I win the Powerball, I'll buy his house. Are we all invited? All righty. Absolutely. Okay, you heard that, guys. Like I said, tomorrow, Judy be with me, 6:45, analysis of tonight's show, season 11, episode 20, straight as an arrow. Next week, we're going to Europe. Next Tuesday, we're going to Europe. The blue jewel, says Scott, will be revealed. A lot of things got to be revealed. Yep. If it's connected to the swamp, Renee, if it's connected to the money pit, we got to find out something here. I'm getting tired of this merry-go-round. Let's get it going. So like I said, I'll see you tomorrow night with Judy. And we'll have in detail with Daniel and Charlotte and screenshots as we do. And then we'll only have 3 episodes left. But members, what do I always tell you? Remember, members, always go forward. You may get a setback in your life, but just believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams, no matter how old you are, for tomorrow's a never given. With this crazy, crazy world we live in, oh my lordy, 40, holy mooyan, I can't even describe how the world is crazy right now. So as my friend Jan says, you keep smiling. You never know what that other person's going through. Put that smile on your face and stay safe, like Judy says. Also, stay strong. You stay positive. You get that positive vibe going all the way around. That negativity, get it right the heck away. No negativity. Positive. Go forward. Positive, everyone. Thank you for joining me tonight. We'll see you with Judy tomorrow at 6:45, Wednesday's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this quick Quest 30 podcast for tonight's show. Enjoy the show tonight. Thank you. Take care. And bye-bye.